Doug and Wolf Mornings on the home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Diamondbacks front office focus.
Amiel Sade is joining us, D-backs assistant general manager. Amiel, good morning. How you feeling? It's so much better than it was last week after being able to take 2 of 3 from Houston, but I just did not see the Padres being a better team than us, and they are right now. How are you feeling right now, Amiel?
Yeah, well, good to finally talk to you guys again. I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, I think obviously it's been an up and down season, and like you said, the Padres have been playing pretty well, and we've obviously had 7 games against them early on, but guys came out swinging the bats early on in Colorado and fought back last night in the 9th inning. So, there's some positives to look at. And, obviously Gallen last night, pretty optimistic about that. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Amiel, what has been the biggest letdown from your perspective? Is it the rotation? Is it the lineup, the hitting right? Is it the bullpen? What has been the biggest letdown from your perspective?
Yeah, I think just not being able to string together, 4 or 5 wins at this point, or even 3 or 4 wins. I can't really pinpoint one thing that's been, I guess, what we would consider a letdown. I think just playing, good team baseball for 3 or 4 days in a row. We start to see it, and then we have a game where the bats don't come out, or we start to see it and then we have a game and we don't pitch. So, it's more of a team thing, trying to get 3 or 4 games in a row. And to me, it's not an individual performance necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Amiel Sade joining Doug and Wolf. Amiel, I'm a terrible golfer. I love the game, but I'm a terrible golfer. And I'm even worse when I've taken a couple lessons and I'm in between swings, where you have, okay, was that my old swing or was that the new? And you have different things like that. I'm bringing this up because of Kevin Ginkle. His strange motion last year was highly effective. Now he's made some tweaks and he doesn't seem to be the same pitcher. Is it, let's just be patient, this will all work out, or should we start considering going back to the old form of Kevin Ginkle, or would that screw it up even more?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I think in general, a lot of people, whether it's hitters or pitchers, I think they make minor tweaks that sometimes you see and sometimes you don't. And I think Ginkle's might've been just so exaggerated that to the naked eye, everybody sees it. Look, I think, Ginkle is obviously the guy who's easy to pick on because he gave up some runs last night. But for me, it's probably, maybe it's not as much about mechanics and more about execution, just commanding the baseball. And I'm sure he's going to look at the video. He's going to work on everything that he needs to try to work on to get back to. And honestly, I don't know specifically what mechanical adjustments he's made, if any. But his stuff's still there. It's really just trying to execute those pitches and not necessarily, leave them a little bit over the plate. And good hitters at the big leagues are gonna make you pay when you do that.
Amiel, as a talent evaluator, when you watch Robbie Ray pitch, what are your thoughts when you watch him pitch, and what are his issues in your opinion?
Yeah, it's a good question because I think probably about 25 days ago, the last game of summer camp, I think it was televised, and Robbie looked as good as I've seen him in probably the last 3 or 4 years. And it wasn't just, because it was spring training, so to speak. He was dotting up his slider that had really good depth. His fastball was up to 95, 96, and he was commanding it. And I think we've seen, we haven't seen that same guy. About 2 starts ago against Houston, he was a much different guy than I think he was even 2 nights ago. His slider, his curveball are actually not that much different. His whole stuff is not that much different than where he was in 2017. Again, some of this is a portion of execution, commanding the baseball. Look, he's got more velocity now than he's had in the last couple years. There are times where he loses his breaking ball, and that's been hurting him. And then pitching in Colorado, at least the other night, you know, you try to be too fine, and you know, that could be a tough situation when you're not a true command guy. But Robbie still has the stuff, and he needs to probably, and I think he knows this. He needs to try to focus on the execution here as we move forward. Because I think the stuff is still there.
I'm Emil Salde, assistant GM, Arizona Diamondbacks, joining Doug and Wolf. Give us a Matt Bum update. How's he doing? When do you expect him back?
Yeah, so I think everybody saw Sunday. He had a back issue before the start, and really, I think in typical Matt Bum fashion, he wanted to get it out. Went back, got diagnosed with a mid back strain. From everything I've heard, he's doing okay, but he's still kind of a little ways away. So I don't have any real updates for you other than it was a back issue that really caused him to not be able to get through his pitches the way he probably normally would.
And who's going to be the guy that then takes that spot?
It's a good question. We've had some discussions. I think, Torrey's still kind of talking through it a little bit. We don't definitely have an answer right now, but I think the one thing we do have are good options. We fortunately have a handful of guys that are in our pen right now that have started and can provide depth. So I think when Torrey's ready, he'll probably announce it.
Who's been more impressive to you, Amiel, Merrill Kelly or Zach Gallen?
Oh, man, the toughest question of the day.
Pretty good, right? I mean.
That is. I mean, they've both been impressive. I mean, I honestly don't want to sit on the fence here, but they've been impressive in their own ways. I mean, Zach Gallen, what he did last night in Colorado against that lineup, and Torrey and I were talking about this last night. I mean, he ended up with 94 pitches, and seemed like the last couple of innings he was getting stronger. And in many ways, you're like, man, this is – you could almost continue to step on it with this guy. I mean, obviously you wouldn't in this situation, but, he was extremely impressive. I mean, just navigating that lineup. And Merrill's been consistent the whole year. I mean, he's probably been our most consistent pitcher. And throws strikes, attacks, game plans. His stuff is really good. It's a tough decision. I don't think I could choose that.
Amiel, I totally admit, I could never have your job because of seasons like this. Because I'm supposed to be a team guy, and I would be sitting there in my front office and I'd be saying, we did our job. These are talented people. Either what's going on here? Why are we just in this record? And I would be a bad person and I'd get fired. But I ask you, where's the front office level of frustration? Because I do believe you put together a good team, and I don't understand why it's so rare they play like it.
Yeah, I think you use a good word. It's a team game, and I think we're all accountable when the team doesn't play well. I don't think you could just finger point at a coach or a player. I think we're all accountable, and I'm not sure why this team hasn't gone on the run that we're talking about. I mean, we definitely still have a good chunk of season left. There's a lot of talent on the roster. There's some guys that are having frustrating seasons, and I know it's affecting them. I think Torrey does such a good job of being patient and spending a lot of not only physical but emotional energy with these guys to kind of help them through. Because, look, in a 162-game season, a small slump usually isn't magnified the way maybe it is in a 60-game season. And I think that sometimes these, small slumps, bad starts, they start to add up in somebody's mind. And I think everybody gets frustrated. We're frustrated that we're not winning games just as much as the team. And I don't think we sit here and say, man, this is this player's fault or that player's fault or this coach. Or I think we all look at each other and say, what did we do wrong? But again, we still have a long season to go. Torrey believes that this team is going to come together and start to get on a run. And I know we don't have a ton of time, but I think these guys, they get the sense of urgency.
On that note, Amiel, if there was one guy that you could wave a magic wand to get going in the lineup, whom would that be?
Who would you say?
You know what? Eduardo Escobar.
Wolf, I know you said lineup. I'm still going Robbie Ray. If it's one person on the team, I'm going Robbie Ray.
No. I mean, in the lineup, once again, I just – this guy was so good last year for us, and I just would love to see him actually get that groove going once again.
Okay, we answered. What about you, Amiel?
Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, I think that Eduardo is he's our team leader. He's so energetic. I think he works so hard. It's early work. It's all day. This guy is trying his hardest to try to figure out what why he's not getting the results that he should be getting. He's had for his whole career for the most part. And I think, you watch like the single last night in the ninth inning. I mean, you could see a bit of a sense of relief with Eduardo just to get that big hit. And,
yep.
But then when you look at the bench, I mean, everybody's cheering for him. Everybody feels the same way. And I think, he is definitely a piece to this puzzle that if we can get going, I think can really kickstart the offense consistency. So, I would agree with you. I mean, I think and the energy, we don't see it's the smile that Eduardo brings every day that that we're kind of missing a little bit. So
but this is Amiel Sadden, assistant GM of the Diamondbacks. We were scolded by Torrey in the media if we use the word opener. So I won't say opener, but will Luke Weaver be pitching in the fifth inning today? What are the rules of Luke today?
That's up to Torrey and Hergy. I hope Luke's pitching in the fifth inning, put it that way. Okay. It's Coors Field, so anything can happen.
Okay.
Amiel, thank you so much, buddy, for being so candid and always coming on here and being so doggone pleasant.
All right, yeah. Let's get some wins. Here we go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay,
thanks, Amiel.
Nice talking to you.